Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, "Not even 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When the king began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and he could not pay. His lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all of his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of the slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then this fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to the Lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So too, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, I must admit that today is reading the parable from the book of Matthew doesn't really easily seem to connect with the season of creation we have around us, with plants and animals. I mean, it's not even a parable with a sower or seeds or a farmer. And really, it's not even set among nature per se. It's mostly a story of forgiveness. However, if we were to hear this story through the social cultural lens of Jesus' time, then it would give us a little bit of a deeper meaning. Now, so stick with me here. I know we started service late. I know that all of you Bible and history nerds out there, you're going to love what I'm about to say, but I promise you, the next things that I'm going to go through do have impact on how we understand that, and I'm going to be able to connect it to the season of creation, so stick with me. Okay, so first, we need to take a step back from today's parable, and we need to realize that it's set in a culture that is built on both honor and shame. You see, in this type of culture, individuals seek to acquire honor and to avoid shame. Both honor and shame are related to respect that is ascribed by the opinion of the community. Honor is given when others respected you for observing group expectations. You see, most of the time that would mean that a person's culture or wealth or education or communication skills or family of origin, political connections even, all of these things would determine the level of respect. Now, shame, on the other hand, shame is when you are scorned for being inadequate and not living up to the best of the best. Now, here's the thing that makes it most difficult for us to understand today's parable. We need to take a step back from our Western way of seeing the world. We need to get out of our guilt-based culture that uses laws of justice to define morality. And instead, we have to move kind of more into an Eastern understanding of a shame-based culture. And in a shame-based culture, there is value in relationships and reputation, because the most valuable asset in those types of cultures is reputation. Okay, so I get it. Why does all of this matter anyway? Well, if you checked out on that anthropological lesson, come on back, join me, turn up the volume a little bit, close out of the, I know Facebook's gonna be distracting today. So, stop chatting with your friend and scrolling through your feed. Come back to me. Because we went through all of that background on the honor and shame culture. Because throughout the Bible, God works to remove shame and restore honor. For example, think all the way back to one of the first stories. Actually, pretty far back, all the way back to Genesis. And there we had these earth creatures that we call Adam and Eve. These earth creatures, if you remember from the beginning, were ashamed. But then God worked to restore their honor. Or if you need a New Testament example, think about Jesus. Jesus was shamed when he was executed and disgraced as a criminal. But so too, this shame was transformed into honor in the resurrection. You see, shame, honor. It is a big deal. And so for today's parable, the Reverend Sean Cosette of South Africa notes that, quote, "We could easily take this parable to be about money and make money itself the center of our interpretation. And that would be a reflection of our current society. But in the biblical context, money and the forms of exchange were far more about ensuring a positive opinion from the community than about acquiring wealth. That is, while our Western law-based eyes lead us to focus on the forgiveness of the debt in today's reading, the parable in Peter's time, when Peter asked the question, Peter would likely hear this story as one about honor and above about restoring relationship. The parable reveals that honor comes not from what was typical in the time, not from family and political connections, but instead, true honor comes from how we treat one another. Honor, all of it, the most important currency in that time was about community. I don't know about you, but this communal understanding can be really difficult for us to embrace, especially here in America. After all, much of our Western-based understanding of the world is built on individuality. We were taught the lie that as long as the individual, that I myself, has a favorable view of me, myself, and I, then nothing else seems to matter. And so, too, because our world, our society, does not value the collective, then our organizations and corporations don't care about future generations. And because societal values here in the United States are based on money and power, then it becomes okay to rape the land for oil and for lumber and for minerals like diamonds, as long as the money keeps flowing in and our investors are made happy. And because Instagram and Facebook and Twitter have become the currency of influence in our world, we see self-promotion take the center stage. And that doesn't matter even if a gender reveal party could cause a deadly wildfire in the arid places of California. However, in today's gospel, we see God's vision for the world is one that is built around the commons. It's the principle that real honor and respect come from how we treat one another. And just imagine if that could be center stage and we could live in God's world. Well, it'd probably be a place where what is shared space becomes the responsibility of all people. It'd be a world where we would recognize that the survival of the collective depends on all of us. A place where pollution in Wicker Park and in Lincoln Park becomes just as abhorrent as the environmental destruction that happens in Austin and South Lawndale. In Jesus' world, this would be a world where, although the problem might not literally be in my backyard, any problem that impacts all of creation becomes my backyard. It's a vision that God has been revealing to us from the very beginning, from that first moment when humankind was formed from the dust of the ground and given the task to care for all of creation, in understanding that we are so deeply interconnected with one another on a global scale that we must care for the commons like it's our own, because gosh darn it, we share all of that together. And if there's one thing that this stupid virus has shown us, is that what Jesus said during that parable is just so darn true. It is so true that the thing that brings us honor and respect is always how we care for one another. And that's the beauty of what happens at the font. You see, for like Brinley, each of us have been welcomed into a global family. And we take seriously our responsibility as a church and as just plain human, that the world that Brinley is growing up in and all of creation are our responsibility. We gather together at the font to stand up to ecological injustice, and we promote the biblical and God-given right that all people, regardless of race or country of origin or dividing characteristics, are entitled to care for and share in all of creation. That's what we say together at the font. For we, at the font, we are washed with a living water. A water that reminds us of God's love. A love that is also fed to us at this table with bread and with wine. A love in which our God abundantly gives us mercy and grace, so that we too then can respond to that abundant grace and love by giving mercy and love to all of creation. And so while today's parable has a king, it has slaves, and it has some debts to be paid, it might not seem like it has a lot of connection to creation. But deep down, what we know is that the story of creation has always been a communal story. It is a story of God's vision for a self-giving community. It's a story where the divisions in the terms like you and me are replaced by the term us. In this story, it is a story of salvation given for you, given for me, and given for all. Amen.